posted my MySpace page, Rick, my mama has the same birthday as you. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for... Maybe I'll go give her a present. 503-733-2970. Rick, whatever happened to the youngest daughter on Little House on the Prairie? Wasn't her name Carrie or something? She disappeared after the first or second season, never mentioned again. Probably died in a fire. That's how everybody in that show... Everybody on Little House on the Prairie, not the actors, I suppose, but the whatever the characters, was all, they all either died in a fire or they got, like, smallpox or something. Let's do, well, let's do a couple of these, and then we'll go to the Ministry of Truth. Is it 215?
It really is.
God damn. Am I really 34?
You really are.
Jesus Christ.
And you're married, and you have a poodle, and you're losing your hair.
Shut up! What is that? Why are you going to pile on? Not that I regret any of those things. Well, maybe the hair part. What was that about? That just came out of nowhere.
It did not. I was just right. Helping you realize what stage of your life you're in.
What stage is that?
You're 34. You're in your mid-30s.
Not in my mid-30s yet. I'm edging toward being a mid-30-something. I remember, like, growing up, though, watching that show, 30-something, with Michael Olin and Timothy Busfield, and just thinking that 30-something sounded so old. Jesus Christ almighty. All right, Cecil, hello, sir.
Whatever happened to Chico Sticks, Rick?
The Chico Sticks, those still exist.
I haven't seen one in, like, 10 years.
I'm pretty sure the Chico Sticks still... The Chico Sticks, which are like the inside of a Butterfinger. That's what it is.
Toasted coconut.
Yeah, it's like the inside of a Butterfinger, yeah, with little toasty coconut bits on the outside. And anything covered in toasted coconut is fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure, and especially like if you go to a store that sells like a lot of Mexican candy, like Mexican food, because that's a real big thing in like Latin countries, is that kind of, and like marzipan and all that stuff, so.
Well, I had to call and wish you a happy birthday. I was on hold from Madras to almost Prineville and lost you, had to call back.
Well, God bless you. We admire your dedication, your devotion, sir.
Yeah, and go watch Zardoz again. Ask Mr. Skin where the nudie parts are in that one.
Zardoz. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
That's Cecil. Fantastic. Doesn't marzipan sound like it's some sort of tasty brain medication? At the Ministry of Truth, ladies and gentlemen, here's...
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The convenience store shooting is still in critical condition. Chester Yim remains on life support. He also owns Plaza Teriyaki. That's in the downtown U.S. Bank Corp building. He was filling in for a friend Sunday at the Belmont Market when a gunman shot him in the back of the head. Meanwhile, a photo has been published of the guy, and that's been online for the last couple of days or so. In other news, this afternoon, a spa left a woman with skin like raw meat.
What? I'm sorry?
A spa left a woman with skin like raw meat.
Why would you want meat that's skin like?
Apparently, Jordan Miles, a 52-year-old stay-at-home mom, has seen the ugly side of medical spas. She went to one in Florida for what she thought was a routine procedure. She received laser treatments to remove sunspots from her back and chest. She was told the procedure would be quick and painless. They put a tropical ointment on my skin, which intensified the laser. I was already burning during the treatment. It was excruciating pain, but I was led to believe it was normal. The pain, she said, felt like somebody pressing hot curling irons in her back.
Jesus Christ.
After leaving the spa, she said her back was on fire and she was vomiting from severe pain. When she looked in the mirror, she was shocked at what she saw. It looked like raw meat. I had horrendous blisters all over the place in a zebra-like pattern. It was scary. Fisher-Price is recalling 500,000 units of the Laugh and Learn bunny toy. The pink nose can detach, posing a choking hazard to young children. And that's not a laugh for anyone. Powers of attraction. Good-looking bosses were found to be more competent and better delegators than their less attractive counterparts. And most women believe they are judged in the workplace on the basis of their looks. Physical attractiveness creates a halo around a person, says management specialist Ken Siegel. We still place a premium on physical attractiveness as a mediator of other things. We do not attribute favorable qualities to people we deem unattractive. Good looks appear significant in both men and women in the workplace. About 58% of female bosses who were rated as attractive got high marks for confidence, compared to 41% who were, well, average looking.
Man, I used to work for this woman who looked like one of those dipping birds. You know what I mean? Those birds filled with the red liquid that bob up and down with a little plastic hat on into the water glass. It's just a hideously weird looking woman. I mean, just beyond all description. You know what she looked at? Never mind. And so forth. All right, we'll move on.
Well, that's it for now.
Okay. 503. I'm just waiting for the finalizing shuffle of the paper.
That was it?
Okay. Can you do it again? It's 503-733-2970. Let's see. What am I doing here? I got all these emails. Let's see. Is this Ask Sarah whatever happened to Fraggle Rock? Now, Sarah's probably too young to remember Fraggle
Rock. Oh, no, I'm not.
Really?
I'm
sorry. Oh, no, I didn't. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I remember. I was always fascinated by the little, plastic build, whatever they were building. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
I can't.
I didn't really watch Fraggle Rock because it was on HBO and I didn't have HBO.
That was my like cartoon watching was kind of outdated because that was when I lived in Spain, and then my parents.
Oh, you got everything
friends,
years later.
Exactly,
though, in
so
Spain.
My parents' friends in America would send him over to us like a couple years later.
Fantastic. It's 503-733-2970. Let's just we'll go through these in no particular order. Fred, hello, sir.
Happy birthday. I've been on hold for. I left Alta, Utah. I was calling you to wish you happy birthday from your motherland and. Now I'm in almost Wendover.
You left Alta?
Yeah, and I've been driving for like 40 minutes. I've been on hold.
Oh,
happy
man.
Happy birthday anyway.
From Utah. Well, seriously.
Yeah,
what,
I called you from motherland. I told Scotty J. I said, I don't have all day. And
clearly, that's
Wendover.
A lie.
No, I'm not.
No. Where are you now?
I'm just going through Sandy.
Okay, well, I mean, seriously, what else are you really going to be doing while you're in Utah? I mean, come on. Like I'm keeping you, what am I doing? Keeping you from buying 3-2 beer?
So I'm going to the temple for a tour.
Are you really?
No, not really, no.
Okay, you can do that, you know, before they consecrate them.
But the last time I met you, the reason I'm calling is that whatever happened to you, I don't see you at Crown Burger or Snow Groves anymore.
That's because this is now...
Crown Burgers are wonderful.
Where is it that you live in Salt Lake City, sir?
I live up near the Capitol, up on Main Street near Park Capitol.
The Capitol, that's a beautiful...
The avenues.
I spent a lot of time in it. This is when I lived in Salt Lake City, which was about a decade ago. Actually, I get back to Utah like once or twice a year because my now in-laws live there. And I try... The one place that I always say... There's two places I go to. I go to Crown Burger, where they've got this... It's got to be like 50,000 calories, that Crown Burger.
Wonderful, though.
That and a place called Iceberg, which serves the best milkshakes in the history of all humanity.
No, Hires is better.
Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you, sir. I'm glad you're living.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, but holy mackerel.
Are you enjoying life behind the Zion curtain?
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, Fred, God bless you for staying on hold. I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Well, I want to wish you a happy birthday and from your motherland, and we do miss you here, man.
Yeah, well, yes, hopefully, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but I hope that continues to be the case.
Amen.
All right. God, leave Utah, sir. All right, and he's gone. All right, fantastic. It's 503-733-2970. Daryl, hello.
Hello, Rick. How's it going?
Hey, Daryl, what's up, brother?
Well, first of all, we share birthdays. I have a few years on you. I turned 47 today.
Well, happy birthday, too.
Well, thanks. And to you, too. And my whatever happened to, my question is, whatever happened to Heyer's Root Beer?
See, people have been doing this a lot today, asking whatever happened to things that I think you can, like, go buy at the store today, like now. I'm pretty sure Heyer's Root Beer, like, it's at 7-Eleven, isn't it?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it for eons. I'd be in love with that stuff.
Can I ask you this? And I'm asking you this question because I to myself don't know the answer. What is an eon? Is an eon an actual finite amount of time, or is an eon just sort of like a skosh? Is it just sort of like a vague amount of time, and nobody really knows?
From what I've always understood, an eon was like a long, long time ago.
Okay. I do believe that Heyer's Root Beer is still just, it's around. You can go find, I think they got it.
I'll have to find out because I have one other quick whatever happened to you.
Yes.
And you might not even know about this because I was like about 6 and 7 it was popular. It was some stuff called Whatever Happened to Shake-A Pudding. And what it was there was a, it was a powder you put in this container, you add milk, you shake it, let it sit for a couple minutes, it turns into pudding, and it's called Shake a Pudding.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
I love gimmicky food. The gimmicky, there ought to be a museum just for gimmick-style foods. Isn't it McDonald's trying to do that with one of their salad things? Where it's like it's some salad in a, you know, it's like some crap in a bowl, and then you stick some dressing in it, you like shake it, and you're ready to go. These Americans love nothing more than they love gimmick food. And
yeah. Something... See, now, that was back in 1966 and 67, when I can remember it was real popular. My dad was in the Air Force. So I lived in Guam at that time, and we just loved that stuff when I was a kid. But, yeah, it was called shake a pudding.
Shake a pudding. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, see ya.
All right, there. That's the shake a baby. Let's see. Let's do two more, and then we'll take a break. Bobby, you're on the Bobby, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Well, that was easy. One more. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Wow, fantastic. This rate, I'll be done in like 10 seconds.
I have a special song for you to play to break.
Oh, God. And when you say special, do you mean embarrassing or otherwise mean?
No, it's just, this is the time to reflect in your life. You know, you have lived 34 years on this earth.
Why do you have to keep putting it that way? You have to keep making it sound like I'm a Methuselah. All right.
Well, just think about your life, past, and things to come.
Thanks. Thank you. I resist.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio?
Is this like the Can We Make Rick Kill Himself?
What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Oh.
All right, now we gotta play the whole thing.
Remember how we listened to the radio? And I said, that's the place to be.
This is the most depressing song
now
ever recorded.
Got a job as an FM job the day you married me.
Oh, I
want to
kill myself
in the AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
This is the last song found playing on every DJ's radio when they find his body.
On my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said it didn't like the young sound. When they let me go, so I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again, here to Boise, Idaho.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Now this is gold. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen.
Pick me up, thank you.
Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this junkin' and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down and take me back once more.
And just in case you're not feeling down.
Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
I don't think he's that happy.
You will be here.
after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. How's that working out over there?
Shut up! Not me!
You gonna be playing some songs for us? You know,
right,
this is instant
again.
Karma for you playing that Harry Chapin song.
There we go.
This is that Midlake band, right?
Yeah.
Seven. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, he is your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. He's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
ma'am,
this is Tim Riley.
A truck driver from Georgia is claiming half the record-breaking $390 million jackpot. Says he's going fishing. A Klamath Falls man in custody again after turning himself in for sex-related crimes involving a 14-year-old girl he met on MySpace. Detectives say 36-year-old Joseph Polk uses the name Boomalicious to initiate contact with young girls. First arrested in January for sexual contact with another teenage girl he met on that website. He claims to be a 15-year-old boy, and he and the girl arranged to meet. At that time, of course, the suspect realizes he's a bit older. She says the two engage in oral sex. Polk is the subject of an ongoing investigation by the OSP after a second victim came forward.
He turned himself in?
He turned himself in. Bail set at $60,000. There may be other victims contacted by this boomalicious fellow.
Jesus.
And a survivor Fiji star, Alex Andragreta, is in hot water with the law. According to TMZ, the 28-year-old is accused of using threats and violence to deter and prevent two police officers from doing their job. The Inquirer reports law enforcement was called to an undetermined location because this fellow was involved in a brawl with his girlfriend. His fellow survivor, Fuji cast member Liliana Gomez, says after meeting him on the show, she had a hard time believing he'd do anything like that.
We had conversations about our family, about kids, about, you know, his girlfriend, about my father, and he is the sweetest person, so I think they threw it out of context, whatever happened. I don't really believe it.
And this is Survivor Fiji?
Yeah.
I don't remember where I've lost such track of that show. I remember when they were doing that one where they broke it out by race last season or whatever, and that was supposed to be the biggest thing in the history, and then it just sort of faded away. Nobody really watched that. Rick, about that WOLD song. Stop it. Stop it now. He says, I always imagine Rick pensively looking off into the distance with a single tear running down his cheek when this song comes on. Actually, you're right about this song being the one playing when they find a dead DJ, because if you play it again, I will kill whoever is responsible for playing it. Thank you so much.
I know, I felt kind of bad after playing because I thought it was funny and then I saw the look on your face.
It's just the most depressing song ever. There's nothing more depressing than that. Let's see here. Let's get a couple of these and then we'll do the top five. Let's see here. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi, Rick. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
I want to tell you, every time you say Andy...
Andy!
It drives me nuts.
And
because I've only seen it about 1,200 times since it came out.
Now, why does it drive you nuts?
Well, because you don't do it with the flair that I normally would when I'm sitting in my truck driving around.
Okay. Okay, now hold on. I'm going to step back from the microphone here. I want you to give me the full-on, definitive Pee Wee Herman-esque read on the word Andy.
Okay, they both walk out of the purple dinosaur, down onto the ground. She sees Andy. Andy!
You're right, that is way better than mine. I feel shame. I'm never going to do it again. I feel shamed.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. That's John. Yeah. See, that's another soundbite that I got to go find from a movie just so I can play it. Just so I can play, so I can have it out of... You know, some people get songs stuck in their head. I don't get songs stuck in my head. I get, like, James Vanderbeek. I don't want your life. I get that stuck in my head for no reason. Frank, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, whatever happened to your looking things up in your Funkin' Wagnall?
That's true. People don't really do that anymore.
No,
Sarah just shot me a look. Sarah doesn't know what that means.
Well, of course. Sarah's such a... You're Funkin' Wagnall,
you look that up in your Funkin' Wagnall. Yeah,
that's
that was
right.
Was that Laughing that gave us that joke originally?
Well, I think so, but I believe it was also an actual publication.
Well, no, there was a Funk and Wagnalls. It wasn't a dictionary; it was an encyclopedia. I think.
Right, right, right.
And then Johnny Carson as Karnak had that the answers to these questions have been stored in a mayonnaise jar on Funk and Wagnalls' front porch since noon Tuesday.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
His other thing. Yeah,
and part of the reason I'm asking about that is because I of course in my Funk and Wagnall looked up Eon. And I have three definitions that I think apply to you. The first one is the longest division of geological time, as, you know, having to do with your birthday.
Okay.
The second one, an immeasurably long period of time. And then the last one, which is the one I think really applies, it's a divine power of nature emanating from the supreme being and playing various roles in the operation of the universe. And that just sounds so like you.
Fantastic.
So, anyhow, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
You take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's the one I'm going to use right there. Isn't that what Michael Jackson did? Captain Ian, that was Captain EO. Let's do one more, then we'll do the top five. Kevin, hello, sir.
Yeah, I've got another whatever happened to call.
Okay.
You're interested. Shaker makers. Remember those?
No.
Where, it's like a, I think it was made by Play-Doh, and it was like a clay thing, and you mix the thing up, and you shake it together, and you take it apart, and it would come out with like this Mickey figure, and then you could paint them.
Oh, yeah, I do remember those. Remember those. It was like a little, it was like a little clay modeling kit that you get.
And
yeah.
You remember the Flicks? It was like a almost like a candy bar,
they were like huge chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came in a cylindrical, like a cardboard tube.
Yeah, and you'd go down to Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco, and you get teeny boppers, don't know what the heck you're talking about. You know, you'd say Flicks, and they don't know what it is.
No,
and then
yes.
The other one is space sticks. It was like a almost like a nutritional, like a candy bar, and it was a real thin tube, like a 2-inch tube, about 6 inches long, wrapped in foil.
This is great. This is actually bringing us full circle now today. We'll make this the last whatever happened to call, because the space sticks were actually the very first thing mentioned at like 12, at 11:05. No, it's fine. We've gone all day without a repeat. Now, sir, you have closed the circle. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Let's quickly get to this. It's your top five for Wednesday on the Rick Emerson Radio Program.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire. Counting is the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy.
I love to count, don't you? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley with your top five for Wednesday.
And as is so often the case, there are times when the most deserving and worthy rock and roll compositions are neglected and overlooked in favor of their more cherished siblings. Such is the case with Australian rockers AC/DC, who made a career on the bludgeoning rock and roll anthem. Yes, for every black and black, there's a song just as deserving, but unfairly unacknowledged. So, listen along as we present these, the top five AC/DC songs you probably won't hear on the radio.
These are the top five AC/DC songs more likely than not unplayed on today's radio stations.
With honorable mention going to Nightcrawler.
This is Nightcrawler, which I think is the last track on Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. This song achieved a whole lot of infamy when what's his name, the Night Stalker in Los Angeles, Richard Ramirez. This is Night Prowler. He was called the Night Stalker, but I'm pretty sure that they named him incorrectly, but they named him after the song because they found an AC/DC baseball cap at one of the murder scenes. And I remember when I was a kid, man, that was like public exhibit A for why AC/DC was satanic, is because the Night Stalker killer in L.A. was all about AC/DC. And I'm pretty sure he had AC/DC, like, carved into one of his hands when he was on trial. His other hand had a pentagram carved into it. It's pretty badass, actually. Let's get a little bit of Bon Scott here, and then we'll move on. This song actually is, by the way, about a guy who sneaks into windows at night and then stabs you to death. So it's a cheery little number.
Somewhere a clock strikes midnight.
If you were a parent in 1979, this would freak you out.
And there's a full moon in the sky.
These are the top five unplayed AC/DC songs on today's radio station.
At number five, That's the Way I Wanna Rock and Roll.
Now, this is the lead-off track, I think, to Blow Up Your Video, which came out in, like, 88. There's this inexhaustible supply of riffs that these guys have. Same album that had the single Heat Seeker, which I think was in Days of Thunder. But this is really the better track. Counting down the top five AC/DC songs you probably won't hear on the radio.
Number four, Riff Raff.
Riff Raff, which is great. And this song, this is like a, I think it's a 5 minute, I think it's a 5 minute song. And like, it takes, I don't know, it takes like a good 3 minutes to even get into the actual lyrics of it. Because it's just, it's all about this one riff that they break out here in just a second that they just recycle for like 90 seconds. It is it's a fantastic song. It's a huge overture on this. They do this for like 2 minutes before they even bother to sing. All right, we're counting down the top five AC/DC songs you will most likely not hear on the radio.
Number three, Up to My Neck in You.
Now, this is off the Powerage album. Which is great, which sounds more like the Rolling Stones than anything else these guys have ever done.
Oh,
Brandon have a top five AC/DC songs you will probably not hear on the radio.
Number two, Have a Drink on Me.
This, by the way, is in my opinion, the greatest of all AC/DC songs, with the possible exception of Whole Lotta Roses. And it's all about this little... It's all about this little breakdown they do. They do this turnaround where they completely reinvent the song at like a 1 minute and 50 second mark, I think. See, now I'm doing that Mr. Skin thing again. Now I'm all hyper-conscious of it. Rick, at the 1 minute and 51 second mark, they stop and they completely change the chord progression of the song. This is a song that makes me wish I had a drinking habit, just so I could play this while I was becoming blind drunk. AC/DC songs you will probably not hear on the radio, Tim Riley.
And at number one, Rock and Roll Damnation.
This is the lead-off track to Powerage, which is Keith Richards' favorite AC/DC album, as I probably already mentioned, which is... You listen to this, sounds like Exile on Main Street. All right, you stay there. Back after this, the Rick Emerson Show continues next. Broadcasting day, and I made it all this time in those river. Fantastic. That is part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Jen Lane, and then Friday, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Let's see, Rick. Night Prowler, correct on the hat being left in a murder scene? Yeah, but the album is Highway to Hell. Sorry to be so anal. Happy birthday. P.S. Whatever happened to Captain Caveman? Captain Caveman, what a weird time that was.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
It's just a bizarre, it's like there's this weird, like, sexual subtext to the cartoon where it's like there's a bunch of hot chicks in bikinis hanging out with a guy who's literally a caveman and who carries a big phallus, a big phallic symbol around with him. Rick, about that guy talking about shake a puddin'. Notice that he didn't say pudding. He said puddin', as in come sit on daddy's lap, puddin'. Creepy. Isn't that right, donkey?
Yes. Yes, it is, sir.
Rick, we are rounding out, by the way, our annual Whatever Happened To show, which we do on my birthday every year. Rick, whatever happened to the little wax bottles that contain some sort of bright, thick Kool-Aid meets gummy-like substance? After you bit the top off and drank the nectar, the wax doubled as a temporary white trash chewing gum substitute. Also, Rick, whatever happened to aging gracefully? Going gently into that good night with no mayonnaise-slathered strippers haunting your birthday dreams. Did that lady happen to mention that while your laughter may heal leopards, it causes great harm to the deaf and the blind? Just curious. Thanks so much. Love the show. How about this? Rick, whatever happened to the TV show with Ruth, Buzzy, and Jim Nabors, where they played Ashley? Is Jim Nabors dead? Do you know who Jim Nabors is?
Nope.
Okay. Well, Ruth, Buzzy, and what about her? I have no idea. My brain is going all soft. I believe the show you're referring to is, sir, is Far Out Space Nuts with Ruth Buzzy and Jim Nabors, which was part of the, which I was, I believe, a show created by Sid and Marty Croft. I'm not entirely positive about that, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case. And the answer is, I don't know. Rick, let's see. What about Orbs, a drink with floating crap in it that came out in the early 90s? By the way, I don't know if you remember the name of it, but the show back on Nickelodeon in the early 90s where the kids were in the arcade game and had to compete against each other while actually being in the game? That could be a fever dream, I guess. Nobody else knows what the hell I'm talking about. Me either. He says, I turned 25 last week and had a breakdown. How bad is the breakdown when you're in your 30s? Now, when you're in your 30s, it's just sort of a slow sinking sensation. You've just sort of given up by the time you're my age.
34.
Yes.
34.
How old are you? 26?
26.
Do you feel the dread of 30 coming down on you yet?
I felt the dread of 26. I liked being 25.
25, because see, now you are closer to 30 than you are to 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing about
that. Now you're closer to 35 than you are to 30.
It's true. Now, see, but I'm resigned.
You're not. Stop trying to act like Mr. Casual when you've been freaking out all day.
No, it's not that I'm Mr. Casual. It's just that, like, I've given in to my...
I had no idea. You're 8 years older than I am.
Must you say
over
that as often as possible? How do you have to just say it repeatedly over and over again?
I just thought we were closer in age.
No, we're not, Sarah. No, we're not. And it's not that I'm like Mr. Casual about it. I've just given in to my clinical depression, and I'm just letting it embrace me fully. I'm just letting the sweet, whispery hand of darkness come and just take me entirely. So there you go. So once you've done that, you know, you're fine. Jim in Salem, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
In the voice of Andy Rooney. Whatever happened to 5 cent candy bars?
So bad.
That was really the worst Andy Rooney I've ever heard.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Not everybody can do that. We're not all me.
Rick, you're 34. I have edible underwear older than that.
And we're done. Hello and goodbye. Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right, there you go. It's more of a, whatever happened, that you got to sort of modulate your voice a little bit more. It's one of my only real skills. All right. When are we starting it? Oh, here we go. Well, anyway, we want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Goddard and James Roop, who joined us today, as well as Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Blah, blah, blah. Tomorrow, Jen Lane. Blah, blah, blah. Friday, Scott Daly. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day with the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. She's closer to 30 than she is to 20, by the way.
You're closer to 40 than you are to 30.
Shut up!
Almost.
It's not true.
Almost.
In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley and Scotty J of the PA. Happy birthday also to the gatekeeper, Dave Zinn, who turns 32 years young today. Thank you to everybody who wished me birthday greetings. Everybody who dropped anything off or sent me something, thank you so much. It means a lot. I will see y'all tomorrow at 11. Like us next. As always, don't miss the Bastard Grinding. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Feeling all the 45, going on 15.